We are just today discussing the another topic related to Mizonos. This is going to be the last topic on Mizonos and the grains, particularly the issue of oat, granola, pieces of the grains are not necessarily cooked or not pulverized, not turned into flour, that are really in its initial state, although it might be cooked. That's the shiloh we're dealing with today. And there's a few lines in the Gemara here in Lama Zayim which addresses the point, and then through the Rishonim and the Poskim discuss further. So the Gemara says, this is around 8 wide lines down. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, actually it's 5 lines down, I apologize. Amar Mar, HaKoses Es Achita. The Lashon of Koses is always used when you're eating something raw. Rashi says, Koses means, where that line go, Kemoshehi, you're eating something in its original state. So the Gemara says, a person's Koses Es Achita, a person's eating a piece of wheat. The Halach is Mevarech Aleha Borei Pri Adama. Since, as we know, that wheat grows from the ground, it's not in its final state of being flour and turned into a bread or into a cake, you say Nadama. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Doesn't the Braisa say, Mine Zerayim? The person's supposed to say, Borei Mine Zerayim? The Gemara says, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin that way. But according to the Chachamim, you say Nadama on eating wheat that's in its original state. Fine, pretty straightforward. If a person goes to the wheat fields and takes a bite out of the wheat fresh from the ground, he would say Nadama. But then Tosos says something interesting. Tosos writes here in that long Tosos, Dibra Maschil HaKoses, more than halfway down, the word just says, V'had the Kamar. So he says, that which the Gemara says, a person says that when you eat kol shu min dagan, v'lo asa pas. If a person eats a piece of dagan that's not turned into bread just yet, the Chachamim say, the end bracha is me'ein shalosh. You say al hamichya afterwards. So says Tosos, he qualifies something very, very important. So again, here talking about eating dagan. When you eat dagan, that's not yet bread, that's not yet cake. The bracha achrona is mein shalosh. He says it's only a situation where de'avdinu k'ein daisa. When you turn the grains into daisa, into some type of porridge, the chashiva az achilasa. When you turn it into something like, let's say you look at the poskim, the svarim talk about when you're having oatmeal. So there might be a difference if you turn the oatmeal into something very liquidy, where it became one entity, or it's a dry type of oatmeal where they're still independent. So what Tosis is talking about is the only situation where you would say in al hamicha is where it's ke'en daisa, where it turns into a whole lump of porridge all mixed together. Aval hakose, says Tosis, if you eat the chita chai, when it's raw, when it's not mixed together, the lo chashiva achilasa kokach, it's not such a chashiv type of eating. Even though it comes from the 5 grains, says Tosos, you don't say bracha afterwards of mein shalosh. Rather, you say or brei nefashos. It's a very important halacha. The bracha achrona, what bracha achrona do you say on these things? So now there are 2 nafkaminas. Tosos says again, if it's talking about a situation where the grains are in its original state, everybody agrees you say nadama. And Tosos says the bracha achrona is a brei nefashos. If you've turned the grains into some type of porridge and some type of a mixed oatmeal, then the first bracha would be mizonos. And then afterwards it will be an al hamichya. But it's still not so clear. So he therefore says, Mihu omer hari in Tosos sheyesh lasafek shema chachamim kailu lebahu min dagan v'lo aso pas. Maybe it's possible that even if it's not made into porridge, even in that situation, maybe you would really require a al hamichya. He's not really sure. So again, we're talking right now about the bracha achrona. When I have, let's say, oatmeal that I didn't make into some form of porridge, I didn't make it that liquidy. It's cooked. But still, you can recognize the individual pieces of oats. So there, he's not sure if the bracha achrona should be in a dama, because it's not really made into a porridge, or maybe it really should be in al hamichya. That's the suffix.
He's saying when you're in a situation where it's still discernible and it's not mixed together.
He says, machlokas, what bracha do you say? Do you say in a bari nefashos afterwards, or would you say al hamichya? That's the suffix he's going back and forth.
But I thought you just said we were going back and forth between when it's mushed together as a porridge and when it's liquidy.
No, when it's mushed together.
Liquidy or mushed together or separate.
That's
and
exactly what you said.
Mizonos and not liquidy is adama.
Exactly.
Is it questionable?
There are 2 different questions. The question is, what bracha do you say beforehand? What bracha do you say afterwards?
Right.
So again, Tosus' focus here is in what bracha achrona do you say? That's his focus. His focus is not bracha rishona. We're going to get to that. His focus is really bracha achrona. So he says that once you make the oats into some form of porridge where they're all mixed together, so he initially says that it should be a bor nefashos afterwards because it's not such a chashiv eating the separate pieces of oats for some reason. I don't know why that is. Only when you mush it together where it becomes this clump of porridge, then it would vadai be, that's a chashiv type of eating, that would be an al-hamichya afterwards. So what Tosfos is telling us is a big chiddushah, by the way. The nature of the bracha achrona, which we haven't touched upon just yet, when it comes to al-hamichya, it's going on whether or not it's considered a chashiv achila or not. If you go back for a second, I'm just thinking this out loud for a second. We're going back to the nature of birkas hamazon, for example. Go back to benching. What's the criteria for benching? V'chalta v'savata uverachta. It has to be an achila that satisfies you. So Tosa says, well, what's considered a chashiv achila? You need to have an achila. That's significant. So he says, if you're eating, you know, if you eat raw oats, you put a little bit of milk or water in it, it's not mixed together, it's not really, people don't enjoy it that much, that's not considered a chashiv achila, and won't result into a chashiv bracha achrona. That's what he seems to be saying. If, however, you made it into the way it's supposed to be, into a nice porridge, where it's more enjoyable, where it's considered a chashiv achila, that's where it would require a bracha of a me'in shalosh, a bracha al-hamicha. That's what he initially says. But then he's not really sure if that's true. He doesn't really know if that's the criteria. Does it really depend on how chashiv the achila is? Maybe it depends on if I transform the oats into flour, into bread and cake, which hasn't happened when I turn this into porridge. So that's just, it's very unclear. And since it's a safek, what bracha to say after having what we'll call is oatmeal? He says, "Nachon lahachmir, shein lechel klayos ochitim shlakos." You should not eat pieces of oats, pieces of wheat that have been cooked. El baso chasuda, she'oz birchas hamazon partartam imlo nismachu yafe kamud daisa. So he says as follows. If it's a situation where the piece of oats are still discernible, but a little bit mushed together, so then he's not really sure what bracha achrona to say. Only have that in the course of a hamotzi. If it's so nismach yafeh, which means where it's been so pulverized and melted into one mush, then he said you could rely on the fact that an al-mechia would cover it. So you have to know how do you define nismach? What's considered melted and mushed together? He hasn't given us a good definition of this. But that's why it's very unclear, and that's why many poskim will not eat granola and the like, or oatmeal, if it's not in the context of a bread meal. Because it's so confusing, what bracha rishonah and bracha achrona. Okay.
Did he raise the point of the al-mechia v'al-kuri ha-adama?
That he addressed in an earlier discussion, which we saw a while ago, if a person were to eat flour, raw flour. So we said the bracha is shakal. He wasn't sure what bracha to say afterwards. That was a discussion we had a number of months ago.
We had it this week, though.
It came out, Zosa Bracha addresses it later on. He does address it.
Oh.
But it tells us here on this half, he does not address it. He just talks about, I don't know, he's like, I don't know at what point it goes from raw, the natural pieces, until something that's been considered cooked. Because let's just review for a second. When you have something in the raw state, it's definitely an adama.
Right.
When you have something that's been transformed into a bread or into a cake, that's definitely mizonos. So at what point...
Cake or bread, I thought that's motzi.
Cake is mizonos, bread is motzi.
Right.
But transforming into one of the higher brachas when you make it into something more chashif. The question is somewhere in the middle, when you're going from the stage of being the discernible pieces until something that's similar to cake, when does that transfer over? That's what he's not really sure about. When it's dough and baked, that's dough would be shakal. It hasn't been baked. That's definitely going to be shakal. It's a good point. Even though it's been transformed.
It's not transformed to something better.
Exactly. It's not where it is yet. This case we're talking about here is where it's been...
The oatmeal is its final destination.
Exactly. The oatmeal... Right.
What? Like everything else, it just depends. I personally like to have... I would never eat raw...
oats.
Raw powder. Like, you know... The flour. But I enjoy very much batter...
Yeah, no, batter, I love batter also. It's very good for you, especially the raw eggs. But I love cookie dough. But it's still not the...
Even the dough for the bread.
I never had that. But it's still, that's certainly not, according to most, that's not the final destination.
Okay.
So it makes a difference. Daitel, shalom, batel.
Right. Everything doesn't go according to your own individual das if there's a collective das that overrules you.
And when they start making cookie dough ice cream...
A lot of what we've been learning the last few months has to do with,
personal
das?
Yeah. Not personal. No, we didn't say, never said personal. We said an overall farmer's das, generally people's das, but not an individual. But either way, so that's the struggle here. At what point does it go from, again, the original form of oat, which is an adama, till something like a cake, where it becomes a mizonos? That's the question he is struggling with. and it's somewhere in the middle, and then you don't really know if it's going to require a mezonos, an adama, al hamicha versus bor nefashos. So that's the first challenge, and therefore he suggests having it only in the context of a meal. We could also suggest, like we suggested last week, you could also take something that's an adama, and say an adama on tomatoes, same as mezonos on cake, and then you're covering your bases as well, and then you could have the oatmeal.
I'm thinking of the oatmeal you buy in the store.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact example. I bought the so-called wrong one, where you put the water in, and it does not mix together. They stay individual pieces. And you buy the instant one with the blue label on, it's pulverized more. So when you pour the hot water in, it becomes gluish and stuck together. So I think this is the example. So now we're saying that it's questionable on the kind that doesn't blend together, right?
Correct.
So now, practically speaking, is there going to be any difference between eating one and the other? Is it true that maybe the one where it's glued together and so forth is maybe more satisfying for a person than when you have the one that's not? So maybe we're talking about a practical difference between something that fills you up and doesn't fill you up? Or are we saying, you know, at the end of the day, I buy this Quaker Oats or that Quaker Oats, whether it glues together or not, there's no practical difference between whether they get stuck together or they don't get stuck together.
No, Tosus is saying there is a difference. Not because it fills you up. I imagine a person's going to get the same full, whether it's considered glued, as you said, or not glued. It's the same food, it's the same carbohydrates, the same calories a person's eating. It's going to fill you up the same way. But is that considered the achila? The definition the Chazal have given us has to be some form of pas, a bread or a cake, to get to its final destination. At what point are these oats being transformed into some type of pas, some type of cake? That's the question here. So when it's not fully nismach, it's not fully pulverized, it's somewhere in the middle, so there Tosu says it's got to be an adama. If you could discern the different oats, that's an adama. But since it fills me up, maybe I should really say an alamichya, or maybe I shouldn't say alamichya only really goes on mezonos. Since I started off as an adama, maybe it should really be bor nefashos at the end.
How important is the bracha beforehand?
What?
Or is it not based on the bracha beforehand?
It's not. It's based on the texture of the oatmeal, whether that will be considered a al hamichya at the end or bor nefashos at the end. That's what he's not sure about. Because we never find anywhere. We do have the rice is the one enigma where you have a mezonos in the beginning and bor nefashos at the end. But now, is it possible to have something that's a dum in the beginning and al hamichya at the end? That we never find. That's what he's not sure about. So again, the mezonos at the beginning is dependent on it being a cake or bread. But al hamichya at the end might depend on if it's considered filling, if it's considered an achila. That's part of the debate, and that's why he suggests having it only in the course of the meal. But he does agree that if it's nismaich yafe, if it's really been glued together very nicely into some type of porridge, you said the instant oats, they glue together very nicely, that Tosus agrees would definitely be an alamichi at the end, and certainly would be a mezonos in the beginning as well. That's the uncertainty. So I think if you look in the modern day post, I think Rabbi Force writes, when it comes to oatmeal, I should probably take this out, when it comes to oatmeal, I think he says if it adheres together nicely and glues, so then it would be mezonos alamichya. And if it doesn't, I think he says nadam or bor nefashos, but I need to double check this. So now we come to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes that a person is eating chameshes mine dagan, any of the five grains, sheshalkan. What does sheshalkan mean? He cooks it. Sheshalkan is a lesson of cooking. You cook it in water, you boil it in water. You cook some oats, you cook some wheat, you cook some barley in its initial state. O kachan, or you grind it up, and asa mehem tavsha, you make it into a tavsha, some type of cake, let's call it. So then the halacha is, you say, mezonos al hamichya. So the first part of Shulchan Aruch is very interesting. If you take mine dagan shashalkan, you take them, the whole pieces, and you cook them, but you don't grind them, you just cook them whole, you take oats, and you cook them whole, that would be a mezonos, even though you've never ground them. But then, if you look at Shulchan Aruch later on, and sif, it was a sif dalid. He says, if a person takes garinim of dagan, the seeds, the kernels, shlemim, and you cook them, you only say nadama. So there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch when you take whole kernels, whether it be oats, whether it be wheat, and you cook them. So the first sif bay tells us that you say mizonos if you cook it into a cake. And the sif dalid says if you cook it into a cake, you'd only say nadama. That's the clear stira that's found in Shulchan Aruch. So how do we deal with this? So the Magen Avraham picks up on the stira, and he says as follows, the very distinction that we said in Tosfos. When you take whole oats and you cook them, if it's nismaich, if they come together and adhere to each other, then that's when it becomes a mizonos. That's the sieve beis. But if they don't adhere to each other, sometimes if you take, my wife and I have different ways of making oatmeal. So she likes to put the oats and put the hot water in it and let it sit for a long time. You let it sit, it ends up getting very puffy, and then they mush together a lot. I don't like waiting that long, not because I have patience, but I don't like the texture that way. So you put the hot water in, but it doesn't mush. It's you still see the pieces. So that's the distinction that he says. If you have them nismach yafa, where they come together, where they glue together nicely, that's where it becomes a mizonos. It becomes some type of cake, a mushy type of cake, if you will. But if you put them in, you cook them in such a way where they still are very discernible, that's what he's talking about later on. That's the adama.
It's the exact discussion.
Discussion. So Magram just clearly pulling this from the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the poskim say as well. So that's very, very consistent. Fine. So now we have the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah talks about, where's the Sif Katan? I don't have my source in front of me. You know what, which Mishnah Berurah we're supposed to look at? Yeah, thank you. Dalad? Yudal Tesvav, okay. Yudal, yeah, very good. Yudal Tesvav, thank you. Okay, so what he writes in the Sif Katan Tesvav, this is the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Dalad. Hagarinim Shlemim. What does it mean, a full kernel? Shelo chilkan mitchilat. You have not divided them at all. That's still intact, the original form. V'gam lo nismachu klal ayidik vishal. It also a situation where by cooking it, it has not pulverized it. It has not made it melt at all. Then it's not chashiv l'mazon. It's simply priyadama. Then he writes, im hu sahar klip ayidik makitisha. Let's say it was chopped and the outer shell, the husk, whatever type of grain we're talking about, had been removed. Yesh omrim de birchasan barev minem zonos kinishpashlo. So I don't have the, I didn't look up in the metzias of how oats work. But I imagine the oats that we get, the oatmeal, it's a situation where it probably had an outer kernel which we're not seeing, right? I assume it doesn't grow, right? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the moment you remove that outer husk, that's already considered ground, even though it looks whole to us, it's considered ground and processed. And that would for sure be a mizonos, even if you cook it, and even if it's not nismaich. So the oats, the way I make it, the way I cook it, and it's very discernible, according to Mishnah Berurah, it would be a mizonos.
But others process the wheat itself.
Exactly. Even though I could see they're very big pieces relative to, you know, if it's mushed together, but still it's not the original form, even though it looks that way. Which we have to get back to the brown rice. Thanks to Shlomo, I need to get back to what we passed from last week versus what I'm going to say today. But he quotes other opinions who say, no, this is still considered an adama. Since the garinim, the kernels, are still very whole, I don't care if the husk was extracted, it still is going to be considered adama. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hanachon shlo yochlam kim b'soch hasuda. A person therefore should only eat them in the context of a bread meal, these types of cases. But then he writes, we're in a situation where kishinis dabku ayidei bishul. So let's say we're talking about the case of the whole oats. Where there's machlokes, if they're cooked, if I'm supposed to say a mizonos or an adama. But then he says, if I cook them so well, where they cling and they glue to each other, then yesh lismoch lechachila levarech barim and mizonos. The person can rely, lechachila. So lismoch lechachila sounds like lechachila, it's good, but still really not the best thing to do.
He's not 100% on it.
Exactly, not 100% on this thing. So our case of oatmeals.
So say adama because it covers everything.
He says, no.
Say
so there are certain posts.
Didn't we say somewhere, since there's a shita that says adama and a shita that says mizonos, say the adama because it's
going to
cover it?
We had such a shita. If you don't know the lach, adama will cover it, but that's still a bidyevet type of covering. Hamotzi is lechachila. We're saying a mizonos on one thing and adama on something else is also lechachila.
Well, is that a tie? I was just going to ask you that.
I think it's a tie. I think so. I don't know. I didn't ask anybody. I think it's a close tie.
There's a big difference.
There's a big difference.
A huge difference. I mean, should you go to the trouble of washing, or just have a mizonos and have an adama and
I think it's a tie. I think it's a safe tie. But for this reason, many poskim will not eat oatmeal or granola bars or the Nature Valley bars because it's so confusing what bracha to say. So oatmeal is a little bit clear. Once you get to the oatmeal, where it does become one mush, so it's very safe to assume that's going to be mizonos. That's pretty much what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Yesh lismoch lechachila. The person wants to be very medactic on himself, very careful in every single bracha. That's exactly 100% correct. So then he would be advised not to say mizonos, either hamotzi or the other advice of mizonos on one thing, adam on something else. When it comes to the granola bars, so many poskim will say it's a mezonos, because it's been cooked. It sticks to each other, even though you could really discern the oats very clearly, it still becomes one mush. The nature of bars don't really stick to you. The second you eat it, it begins to crackle apart and crack apart. And it hasn't been cooked necessarily. I don't know even the process of it. So some are likely to say that Nature Valley bars are really an adama. I'm not really sure the matias of any of them. I stay far away from both of them, unless I have it. I haven't had one in years, probably. I stay far away from them. But a person wants to have them. So the distinction that they make is really saying adama on the Nature Valley bars and a mezonos on the granola bars. Now, on this topic, before I get to reading through the Zos HaBracha, last week we mentioned that when it comes to the brown rice, for the same reason, since the brown rice, the difference between the brown rice and the white rice is that the brown rice has the bran still on it, and the white rice had removed the bran. So we said, so the brown rice is its original form. It's still, and therefore the halacha is that it's an adama. It's similar halacha to this. So if we have something in the original form, you say nadama, it's not until you turn it into something new, it does it become a mezonos. So white rice, since the white rice has the bran removed, that's already a process, and that's considered a mezonos, even though they're whole distinct pieces. So afterwards, Shlomo has shown me a picture of this, and it apparently has this husk on the outside of all rice, which even the brown rice has the husk removed. So I said, I don't know, I don't know the matzias. So we asked Rav Weimer. Rav Weimer said that he thinks it should be a mezonos, different than what we said last week. Rav Weimer says it's supposed to be an adama on brown rice. Yeah. That's what brown rice is an adama. Weimer thought it was incorrect. It really should be a mezonos because the husk is removed. And once you remove something, it's no longer shalim. So afterwards, I did a little bit of research, and apparently in Rav Bodner's Sefer, which I did not look up until last week, he writes also that brown rice is a mezonos. And the Zos HaBracha quotes from Rav Yashav and other poskim that in brown rice, it should in fact be a mezonos.
I never heard anybody say adama on rice.
I didn't either. I only heard this for the first time. Exactly. I was sitting next to the guy. I emailed him the shir that I gave last week, and I told him that the Rabbi Bodner said otherwise, and the Rabbi Yosher said otherwise. So it turned out really the overall whelming post and passing that one should say mezonos on brown rice until Shlomi saw something new there right now. Okay.
This also talks about he specifically says here, Din Arzamala, he says, here, V'nira Baror, Sha'oris Ha'niklav, Sha'olav Di Abraham Mishnah Brua, Hu Oris Ha'molai Ha'chom,
the brown, right?
Ha'matzi Be'neinu, Sha'os Ha'klipa, Ha'klipas Ha'pnimus Ha'sum Nishara, Kava
Ha'mishnah Brua,
Sha'yachal Barach Barmizon.
So what he says clearly here is that rice that's been shelled from its husk, that's what the Mishnah Brua is referring to, that's been shelled, that's brown rice that we have. The husk had been removed. Even though there's bran there, the bran is in the shell. The bran is, I don't know what the bran is. It's something that makes it look brown, a little brown thing that's on the... But there's an outer shell that's been removed before this, and he clearly says here that it's mezonos. And I think elsewhere I saw that he quotes from a number of other poskim, including Rav Yashav, that brown rice is in fact mezonos. So that's what we should really poskim. Thank you. Okay, let's get through some other examples here that he discusses regarding the five Chamishei Minei Dagon. Okay. So he talks about puffed wheat. Do they sell puffed wheat? Is that something you find in the market somewhere, puffed wheat? I know I've... Yeah, they find puffed wheat. Puff rice, it's a type of cereal, puffed wheat?
Yes.
So he talks about puffed wheat. It's puff rice. I told I was asked last week about puffed millet. So puffed is a type of food, of course, and there's a question whether or not that's considered processed. If you have the chita raw, you'd say nadama. Once you cook it into a new form, then it would be mezonos. What's the status of puffed wheat? So he says that when we said above, that many, he quotes many poskim that say that the bracha on puffed wheat, if it's puffed in chom, in steam, in heat, so then, and not cooked, but through steam, the bracha is going to be an adama. The steaming process is not considered enough of a change, enough of a transformation to change it from an adama to mezonos. It still, therefore, remains in an adama. That's what he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman and others. So what bracha achrona do you say? Initially, it starts off as wheat. So that's the shaila of the Tosos. Tosos says, when you have the raw oats, you say an adama. But he's not sure bracha achrona to say afterwards. So he says, with regard to bracha achrona, it should be a bor nefashos, really. But then he quotes Shitas Tosos, who isn't sure, and therefore you should only eat puffed wheat in the course of a suda. So I'm sorry.
Is that the same as puffed wheat or puffed rice?
I think he discusses Rice Krispies later on. We'll get there. But right now, puffed wheat. Again, you said it's a cereal. I never had it. I don't really eat cereal. So it's a shiloh. Okay, next.
You don't eat cereal. You
don't
eat granola.
I don't eat cereal just because I don't eat breakfast, not because I'm against cereal. That's just I don't eat breakfast. Though it does help me with a lot of issues because cereals have a lot of breakfast. Okay. Al granola, when it comes to granola, he writes, he says that many poskim paskin, that it's the halacha should be an adama on granola. And the bracha chorna should also be a bor nefashos, because again, granola are these oats that have not been processed. But again, the same thing, according to Tosos, that we're not really sure what bracha chorna to say afterwards, so therefore you should only have granola in the course of a meal. Now,
how do we go from puff back to granola?
He's just talking about different cases, different shilas.
Granola, though, that's before it's in a bar put together, that's an adama?
Yeah, that's
like
an adama.
You put in your yogurt or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
So that would be an adama, but if you have enough of a kezias, he's not sure what bracha chorna to say. That's the question of Tosos. If you have it in a yogurt, I think he discussed it later on a yogurt, so there was an interesting din, would you have to say a separate bracha on the granola or not? Because the rules of Iker Tafel only apply to five, the chamishim min adagam, when they are mizonos. If I have a piece of cake or crumble or cookie in there, that would be a mizonos. But granola, since it's an adama in its initial state, it might not have the general rules of Iker Tafel, and since clearly the granola is Tafel to the yogurt, you may not require to say bracha on it at all. And therefore, since there's no bracha rishona on it, l'chora, there shouldn't be a bracha achrona either. It sounds like this, I'll read what he says in a second, but when it comes to yogurt with granola topping, you would say shahakal on the yogurt, that would cover the granola, and bor nefashos on the yogurt would cover the granola as well. And l'chora, you wouldn't have a kezias anyways of granola while you're eating the yogurt in that course.
Do we care if that granola has been sweetened in any way?
No,
is that considered cooking?
No, the sweetening, putting some honey or sugar, that would
not
happen.
Not you.
No,
manufacturing.
That's not considered cooking, no.
No, even if they do it with heat or something?
And if they cook it, but if they just simply put heat, steam, we're assuming steam is not considered cooking.
No, but I'm saying if part of the process is to in order for the honey to be tasty, they have to heat it or something and it melts on there. But if it goes by the separate pieces, then it's not considered cooked together.
Correct. Okay.
Be like the rabbi. Don't have breakfast.
Okay, then he talks about the case of oatmeal as well, that we said if oatmeal, if you have it, you know, you put hot water in it and you let it sit and settle and it melts together to be one entity, like a porridge, so then you would say mizonos, like we've been saying. But if you have it only settle for a little bit where the oats are still discernible, then the halach would be an adama, like we've been saying. Then he talks about prichios chita. What's prichios ki chita? Like crackers, wheat crackers or something? Wheat cakes? Something like that, right? So when it comes to that, I don't really know the metzias here. So that's the same exact thing as adama. But others say it's a mizonos. Because, again, I don't know the metzias. I'm not going to discuss this one. Fine.
Okay, wheat cake, that's similar to a rice cake.
Probably that's what it is, right? Okay. So I know later on he talks about rice cakes. When it comes to rice cakes, we addressed last week a little bit. Oh, that must be because later on he calls prichios orez as rice cakes. He has that in English. So it must be that these are wheat cakes. I don't know about wheat cakes, but rice cakes. So wheat cakes, he says, is a machlokes. Some say nadama because you could still see the kernels are there, even though they're a little bit puffed. You haven't ground them at all. And others say, which he's quoting apparently Rav Yashuv. I think whenever he quotes Echad Migdol Hador here, it's referring to Rav Yashuv. I think that's the klal. So he quotes from Rav Yashuv, it's supposed to be a mizonos on these wheat cakes. And again, the best thing to do is eat them. Toch suda. Sorry, guys. Okay, now rolled oats. Anybody ever eat rolled oats? Is that something that people eat? Yeah?
Maybe. Who knows what it is?
I don't know.
There's a cereal out there that's rolled oats.
Oh, really? That's the name of a cereal?
No, it's not the name of it, but I think that's what it's made from.
Oh.
If there's not, we should make one.
Okay, we should make one, right?
We need more cereal.
Oversaturated industry, you're saying. Okay, so I don't know. He talks about rolled oats, but no one really knows what it is here, so we're going to skip that one. Fine. What else do we have back here? Let's do rice cakes now. I think we discussed rice cake. Let's finish off the rice cakes. I know it's well very, very early. But rice cakes, he writes as follows. Rice Krispies, he talks about also. Rice Krispies, which he calls interesting. You know what it's called in Hebrew, Rice Krispies? Anyone guess?
Rice Krispies.
Close. Pitzputze Orez. Pitzputze, I guess, is probably the term of all the crackling, the sound that they make. That's my guess. But anyways, he says, what's halach with Rice Krispies? He says it's made from rice kernels, as we know. So the poskim paskin, that a person should say mizonos, which I think most people do, and you say barney flushes afterwards. Same thing with rice puffs, which apparently is made from rice flour, actually. It's not rice. Rice puffs. Is that a cereal, by the way? Rice puffs also?
Sure.
Yeah? Yes, okay. Rice puffs are not rice. It's not rice that's puffed up. It's rice that's ground first. It's made into flour, and then they transform it into these rice puffs. So according to Rav Moshe, he paskins that one would say a mizonos on those as well. Now, rice cakes, that's where it's a little bit complicated, and some won't eat these also unless it's the Tocha Suda. So some say rice cakes should be an Adama, because it's just rice. It's an original form. You puffed it a little bit. Puffing is not considered changing form. It's not considered cooking. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskin.
You just said a second ago, no?
That what?
That is considered.
No, we said before puff. No, we said puffing is not. Rav Feisen said if you ground it, you ground it first into flour, and then you made it to puff, that's
but
considered.
You said it's not really puffing, it's really grounding.
No. Rice puffs, that particular cereal, rice puffs, are made from rice that are ground into flour. They take that flour and then turn them into rice puffs. They change into flour first and then into some type of batter. Rice cakes, they never ground it into flour. It's real rice kernels that have been puffed together into rice cakes.
Different type of puff.
They're very different, but different type of process.
Okay.
What was that?
So, just
chaser
over again. Rice Krispies
are mizonos, bornefashos. Rice puffs are also mizonos, bornefashos, because apparently they've been ground in the rice has been ground into flour, which already changes the process. They made it into rice puffs. They look like rice puffs. They look like they're the original form of rice, but they're not really in the original form of rice.
What's the difference between them and Rice Krispies?
There's no difference.
Rice Krispies are steamed, right?
He doesn't say how they are.
Rice Krispies are not made from grains of rice. Rice Krispies are made from a flour that is then shaped to look like a grain.
Exactly.
Of rice.
Oh, so Rice Krispies are ground also?
Yeah.
So when it comes to rice cakes, it's not ground. The rice cakes, the rice kernels are in the initial form. And then just puffed and steamed together. That's the machlokas. So Rav Shlomo Zalman paskin that puffed is not considered cooking. It doesn't change the form. Even though they're sticking to each other now, it's still the rice kernels are there, and it would only be an Adama. But according to many others, again, I think when he says Echer Midoro, the first of Rav Yashav, he paskins that one should say a mizonos on rice cakes. Again, best thing to do is when it comes to rice cakes, just like we have with granola and oats and all the other things, have it toch suda, or say mizonos on something else, and have an Adama
so
on something else, and to
be
covered.
The reason why people have rice cakes... So they don't have bread. No? Why are you eating rice cakes? You're trying to, like...
Well, actually, you should just stop right there. Why are you eating rice cakes?
That's true, also.
They're chocolate-covered, and they're excellent when they're chocolate-covered.
Okay, either way, so let's stop here.
If they're chocolate-covered, what's the bracha?
Ikur Tafel questions. We haven't gotten there yet.